The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crime. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, this day you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. The Israelites had been promised that the Messiah would be a direct descendant of David. If you go to Matthew's gospel, remember Matthew wrote to a Jewish audience living in present-day Damascus, Syria. The entire first chapter of Matthew's gospel is a genealogy, tracing from David all the way down to Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus. David was a mighty and great ruler, a military commander, who conquered land and made Israel great. And the people assumed that the Messiah who was to come would do the same thing, namely get rid of the Romans. But Jesus didn't come to conquer anything. Jesus came to conquer death. And is there anything in life more painful than that separation of death? Someone with whom we laughed and cried, shared life's experiences, held in our arms, and there's a pit in the bottom of our stomach and an ache that no one can touch. But the promise of Jesus Christ is that he will do away with it and conquer it. The challenge for you and me is to have enough faith to trust him. Amen.